President Obama has urged Americans to reject despair over racial tension, saying the nation is not as divided as it seems. He was speaking at a memorial service for five Dallas policemen shot dead by a sniper who wanted to avenge the killing of black men by police. Mr. Obama said that the police should not be stereotyped as biased or bigoted.
We know that the overwhelming majority of police officers do an incredibly hard and dangerous job fairly and professionally. They are deserving of our respect and not our scorn.
But he said the concerns of many minority groups should be taken seriously.
We cannot simply turn away and dismiss those in peaceful protest as troublemakers or paranoid. We can't simply dismiss it as a symptom of political correctness or reverse racism. To have your experience denied like that, dismissed by those in authority, dismissed perhaps even by your white friends and co-workers and fellow church members again and again and again, it hurts.
Bernie Sanders has officially endorsed his rival Hillary Clinton as the Democratic candidate for President of the United States. At a campaign rally in New Hampshire, Mr. Sanders said he would do all he could to ensure her victory in November. He said it was vital to stop the Republican Donald Trump from winning. Mrs. Clinton praised Senator Sanders for bringing people off the sidelines and into the political process. Britain's main opposition Labour Party has decided that the current leader, Jeremy Corbyn, can automatically stand for re-election in the face of a challenge by the MP, Angela Eagle. Many of Mr. Corbyn's parliamentary colleagues argue that he needed their endorsement. Only 20% of them backed him in a confidence vote last week. Rob Watson reports.
Labour's bruising civil war over the party's very purpose and role in British politics has taken another turn. It's a twist that seems to guarantee a showdown between the hard left of the party, as represented by Jeremy Corbyn and the many activists who support him in the country, and the party's more moderate MPs. Last year, it was a contest Mr. Corbyn easily won. His opponents hope doubts will have grown since last year about his ability to ever be elected Prime Minister. Whatever the outcome, this seems certain to be a hard-fought and bad-tempered contest, with both sides describing it as an existential struggle.
The Venezuelan military has started monitoring ports and food processing plants in an effort to ease chronic shortages of basic goods. The move follows President Nicolas Maduro's announcement on Monday that the armed forces would take a leading role in buying and distributing food, medicine and other essential supplies. World News from the BBC. The Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi has visited the site of a train crash that killed 23 people in southern Italy. He promised a full investigation into how two trains came to be on the same single track near the town of Bari. The high-speed head-on collision pulverized the front carriages of both trains. Some of the injured are in a critical condition. Our reporter Dan Johnson is at the scene of the crash.
That recovery effort is still going on here into the night. This is a privately run line with a decent safety record, so the key question is how could two trains have ended up on the same line speeding towards each other? The Prime Minister has promised that he will get answers for the victims' families and for this country.
The German president says his country's diplomats in Chile should have said something about the human rights violations at a secretive colony of ethnic Germans in the 1960s and 70s. Speaking in Chile, Joaquin Gauck said he deplored the atrocities committed at Colonia Dignidad, but Germany did not share responsibility. The enclave was set up by a former Nazi officer as an agricultural commune of German migrants. It was used as a torture centre during the Pinochet era. The Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington has asked visitors to refrain from playing the hit mobile phone game Pokemon Go on its premises. The augmented reality app allows users to hunt and catch digital creatures at real-life locations. The museum said it was extremely inappropriate to play Pokemon Go at a memorial to victims of the Nazis. The nearby Arlington Military Cemetery has made the same plea. In a surprise reversal of its original vote, the Anglican Church of Canada has narrowly approved same-sex marriage after a recount. There had been scenes of despair among many of the delegates of the General Synod when the gay marriage provision failed by a single vote on Monday. The reversal came about when some delegates doubted their votes had been tallied correctly. BBC News.